Top moments of the week. What did we do around here? All sorts of stuff. That first week back, so there's a lot going on. I confessed that my children's mouths are driving me insane. It's a disease that Monica has had, an affliction, for the longest time, but now I'm getting afflicted by the affliction. My children are so loud with their mouths all the time. And it's just, it's starting to drive me insane.
And it could be in a different room and you still pick up the sound.
Well, the worst, it's because they, and they come to me, which I can't stand. So I'll be sitting there and I'll be on my laptop and doing work for the show or whatever. And they come and they sit down on the chair couch next to me and they just...
It's too much. I can't.
And that's one Cheez-It. That's one Cheez-It. That's what they'll do.
And then they have 20 more to send on a napkin.
And over and over again. Mm-mm. My son does this thing where he'll take one Cheez-It and he'll bite it 6,000 or 7,000 times in some sort of weird chipmunk nibble. And then he does this.
Lick the fingers, get all that extra cheese.
On each Cheez-It. Each time. So it just gets grosser and weirder. And the two of them sat there and it was the concert of Pringles yesterday. And I couldn't stand it. They just went back and forth between their slapping and their smorking and whatever.
It makes you want to break down.
And I had earbuds in at the time.
And you could still hear them?
And I could still hear them. Ugh. My son was rubbing it in last night, too. He had a bag of goldfish. And the bag was empty.
Was he smacking?
Well, it was empty. So what he was doing was he had licked all of his fingers and stuck his whole hand down in the bag.
To get the dust?
To get the dust. Mm-hmm. And then he was... sucking that dust off. I said, throw that in the trash. That's awful.
Yeah.
Of course he knows. Uh-huh. He's driving me crazy. Hope you had a wonderful holiday. What sort of Christmas traditions do you have going on in your house? Monica's the first person I've ever met whose Christmas tradition is, hey, let's go get a piercing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Christmas Eve piercing.
I'm not done getting piercings. I went to the tattoo shop and I got my industrial piercing in my right ear.
Industrial piercing.
So it's basically the bar that goes right through the top of your ear.
Okay.
You see it?
Because when you say, I got my industrial piercing, it's like someone stuck a smokestack somewhere. That's what it feels like to me.
It is a big piercing because you see it goes right through the ear like there's a bar.
It looks like a barbell, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it goes through from the side of your ear all the way to the top.
Uh-huh. And you know what? This piercing right here, it came about. I told Jared I was going to go by a friend's house and pick up a cake. And on the way, I decided to get my piercing.
You were just running an errand.
Yes. And it was Christmas Eve. And I was just running an errand.
Christmas Eve?
Yeah, they were open. So I decided.
Hopefully, unless you broke in and pierced yourself. I mean, I wouldn't rule it out, but.
No, but they were open. So I decided to stop off and I got a piercing. And Jared, when I got home, I said, well, here's the cake. And I also got my ear pierced. He said, you did what?
I've not seen that in any of those Hallmark Christmas movies, at least not yet.
Christmas Eve piercing?
The Christmas Eve piercing.
Yeah, I think, I did. Yeah.
A lovely film, The Christmas Eve piercing.
Yeah, I'm done for a while. At least a month.
She says, I know, at least a month.
At least a month.
You'll run out of real estate on your ears in particular.
I know, that is just why I had to move to the other ear.
Just don't, if you get like 6 or 7 nose piercings, I don't know if I can handle it. So you're going to have to go to other areas to figure this whole thing out. Number one, top moment. So maybe you had your Christmas Eve piercing. Other holiday moments were maybe not so much fun, like me and my speeding ticket. That also gave me a little peek behind the difference between the two of my children after I had gotten pulled over for said speeding ticket. How did you start your year off? What was the first memorable thing that will stick with you for the year? Would you like to know what mine was?
Yeah.
Speeding tickets.
A speeding ticket.
On New Year's Day.
Dang.
Yeah.
How fast were you going?
Really fast. But I can tell you this. I saw the difference between my two children. And
what
I know which one I have to watch out for as they grow up. When he went back to his car to print what, of course, was not going to be a warning. My daughter says,
why did the police officer pull us over, Daddy?
And then my son from the other side says, if he didn't stop us, we'd get home faster. That's my boy. I'm like, yes.
Stop us. He is you.
You're correct, but be quiet. He is. I know.
Yeah, it's crazy how that happens. Yeah.
He's me, but then he's me in attitude. This is what's terrifying about my son is so he's got my attitude. But when I was a kid, I was super goody-goody. I was well-behaved.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I was great. I was a quiet child, did all my homework, got straight A's, just everything. Never misbehaved. My wife, on the other hand, she did some misbehaving. And he's got that streak from her.
Okay.
So he got my attitude and her naughtiness.
Mm.
My Lord, we're in trouble.
Good luck, Zach.
I'm going to need more than luck.